Welcome back to the Practice Norwegian podcast and episode 11 of the Basic Grammar series. So we're now going to look at the second past tense form of the verbs, which is called perfektum in Norwegian. It's the present perfect in English. And it's when you say, for example, I have eaten, they have gone to work, or he has exercised today. So when you use the word have or has in English, that's when you have the present perfect. In Norwegian, that word is har. So we're going to show you now from going from present time to simple past and then to the present perfect. So we're going to start with the word rydder, to tidy, to clean up or to tidy. Han rydder stua. He tidies the living room. And then if you remember from a couple of episodes back, if you want to make the simple past, you try first with TE, and then rydde has two D's, so rydde is too long. So then you flip it and you say ryddet, and there you have it. So han ryddet stua, that's the simple past. And then to make the perfect tense, you just say han har ryddet stua. So you keep the same simple past, you just put har in front of it, and that's it. Han har ryddet stua. He has tidied the living room. And then next example is han spiser middag. He eats dinner. Han, so if you change that one, han spis, and you try the TE, han spiste, and that's fine. Just, it should become ST, spiste. Easy to say, and you can keep it. So han spiste middag. And then for the perfect tense, you would then say han har spist middag. So you put har in front. And then the second thing you do, if the simple past ends on a vowel, you just take away the vowel. And then you have it. So spiste is just har spist. He has eaten dinner. And then next one, han veier eplene. He weighs the apples. Veier becomes veide. So we're just showing the four different standard endings now on the simple past. Han veide eplene. And veide becomes har, and then same as the one before. Veide, you just remove the e, veid. Han har veid eplene. He has weighed the apples. And then fourth example, han bor her. He lives here. And bor becomes bodde in the simple past. Han bodde her. He lived here. And then if you want to change from simple past to the perfect tense with bodde, you put har in front and take off the vowel. Han har bodd her. He has lived here. And that's the general rule of how you make the perfectum tense or the present perfect tense, as you call it in English. So you can try three different ones now and go through the steps from present time to simple past and then to the perfect tense. So han trener fotball. He trains football or soccer. Han trener fotball. Trener first becomes So if you're guessing now, trente, that's the right one. Han trente fotball. And then trente, if you go to the next step, you put har in front. And if there's a vowel, you cut it off. So if you try trente, yes, har trent. So han har trent football. That is, he has trained football or soccer. And next one, vasker. Han vasker bilen. He washes the car. Vasker to the simple past. If you try the TE, vaskte, it's too difficult. So it's vasket. Han vasket bilen. And then from simple past to the perfect tense, from vasket, you just put har in front and do nothing. Har vasket. That's it. Han har vasket bilen. And the last one of the standard normal verbs is han klipper håret. He cuts the hair. In simple past, klipper becomes, yep, good, klippet. Han klippet håret. He cut his hair. And then to the perfect tense, klippet, next step. Good, har klippet. Han har klippet håret. He has cut the hair. Han har klippet håret. Okay, so that's the normal system. And then we're going to have a few examples of exceptions. Also called the strong verbs in Norwegian, sterke verb. So the first one is, usually they are the same ones that are irregulars in English. So to go or to walk, so går, so is then gikk in simple past, and har gått. Går, gikk, har gått. Goes, went, has gone. Next one, ser, to see, så, in the simple past, så en film, and then har sett. Ser, så, har sett. So this one is just to remember. There's no logic to this really. It's just to have a list and then memorize. And the third one, var, har vært. Is, was, has been. So now you can try three examples with these exceptions. First one is, han går til tannlegen. He goes to the dentist. So again, first the simple past. Han går til tannlegen becomes han gikk til tannlegen. And then next step is, and you just have to look it up or remember. You can't use any logic here or kind of, it's a guessing. You look it up, you can remember or you can guess. So han gikk til tannlegen, and you give han har gått til tannlegen. Good. And usually those exceptions are so common that you use them so many times that you will just remember the phrases. Han har gått på jobben, han har gått på kino, han har gått på kafé, han har gått til tannlegen. Okay, next one. Han ser en film. He sees a movie. And simple past. Han så en film. And then in the perfect tense, he has seen. Han har good. Sett. Han har sett en film. And the last one, de på fjelltur. They are on a mountain trip. De på fjelltur becomes in the simple past, de var på fjelltur. And then in the perfect tense, de har, yes, vært. De har vært på fjelltur. They have been on a mountain trip. Okay, so that's all for the standard and the exceptions of how to make the second past tense in Norwegian, the perfect tense, perfectum. And hope some of this was helpful and interesting as well. And as always, thank you so much for listening and see you again soon.